All right, on this episode, I am talking about something that I have been teasing my husband about relentlessly for years, and turns out I've been doing the exact same thing. Let's check it out. I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. Okay, so one of the things that my husband does that drives me crazy, because let's face it, we all have those with our spouse, is he will literally spend hours sitting at his computer watching YouTube. And I'm like, how do you do that? That would drive me absolutely crazy. But also, that's the reason why a lot of marketing works for all of us, by the way. So, you know, we need people like that in our lives.
Oh, you're right.
But one of the things that he does, so he likes to game and play, you know, different game things, and he'll watch those videos of people playing video games.
Ooh, the chum bucket.
Oh! And I'm like, what is entertaining about that? You're literally sitting there watching somebody else play a video game. I don't understand this concept. It seems so super boring to me. And I've teased him about it relentlessly for years. And then last week, something happened. So we have started watching this show on ABC, I think, called Holy Moly. I'm sure a lot of you have seen it. We've just been watching it just for fun, to kind of keep us entertained, right? And on Holy Moly, we had watched that episode and something came on right after it. And it was, something like that. But apparently it's this really old game show with the no whammies thing. Like, I remember the no whammies from when I was a kid, but I never actually watched the show that much. Anyway, so it came on and that was sitting there playing while we were making dinner. And it totally hit me. I'm like, I tease you about watching video games of other people playing video games, and I don't understand the concept. Like, doesn't make any sense to me how that would be entertaining. And yet, the exact same concept has been around for a long time, because here we are watching people on a game show play a game or trivia game. So I started thinking, oh my gosh, oh, I used to watch Jeopardy. I used to watch some of these things. Why are these game shows so popular? Or like when you go to the fair and you're walking along and eating your scone and all the bad stuff that you're not supposed to eat. But you do it because it's fair food. And you're walking, and then here comes the strongman competition, right? And there's all these people gathered around. The one guy that's like, ooh, taking the hammer and like trying to get it up to the bell. And you sit there and watch it. And I'm like, what is it about watching other people play something or get engaged in something that makes us so enthralled? Like, it's not a new concept. And so it really struck me as really funny, because I didn't understand the video game watching thing. I still kind of don't. I still kind of think it's dumb, but it makes sense, because if you look at those patterns, they're patterns that we've been repeating over and over and over, right? So I was really spending some time thinking, what is it that is making people engage in these things? What is it that causes this to be so popular? And I think it comes down to a couple of things for the most part. One is we want to feel included. We want to feel part of a tribe or a community, or like we just want to feel like we're part of something and we're not alone in this world, because we are social creatures. Even you introverts out there still have to be part of a community to feel like you fit, right? And I think that's a large, large part of it. And secondly, if it's something in the form of a how-to, like how to play this video game or how to anything else on YouTube, why are we watching these things? Because we want to know that someone else has gone and done this before successfully and that we can follow along in their footsteps. So I think that depending on the topic, but it really gives us that sense of community and engagement. So I'm like, all right, when's another time that I have actually felt like, let me test this kind of theory. And this is not video game related, but I do remember the very first time that I ever built a computer. And let me tell you, you guys, I've always been a nerd, but I wasn't always like this super tech nerd that I am today.
Well, you're not fooling anybody.
So when I was, I think I was even in high school or maybe college, but came time that I needed a new computer, and it wasn't going to be the Commodore 64, like I had written about in another email here, but I needed a new computer and my funds were low. And so I'm like, okay, I have this thing that I need, but I need it to be really powerful and I don't have the money to go buy one off the shelf that is what I need, right? So in looking and talking to people in my family, so my cousin, still is, very much a computer nerd. And so I was talking with him and he's like, oh yeah, I can totally help you do this. I can teach you how to build a computer. And I'm like, whoa. I can't build a computer. I've never done that. Are you kidding me? Like there's all these pieces and parts. I don't know how they go together. He's like, don't worry. I will help you through it. Here's a shopping list. Go buy these things and make sure for the performance that you're looking for, you need to have X, Y, and Z. So he gave me a list of things. Nice little checklist. So I went on to Newegg and I bought all the stuff, which was literally like a third of the price of what I would pay going and buying this off the shelf as a fully put together computer.
Wow, that's great.
However, all the pieces showed up to me individually boxed and all the different little pieces. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with this. So I went over to his house and he walked me through the steps because he has done this many times before. So he walked me through the steps of here's how we take your case. Here's how we lay the motherboard down and install that. Here's how we connect the processor with the heatsink. And here's how we hook up all the fans and all the power. And he walked me through the process. And then I'm like, oh, I got this. So from there on, I have made almost all of my computers. Now, I just kind of run out of time and I'd rather just spend the money to buy it. But it's a skill that I have also passed on to other people. Because once you know it, it's not that difficult. It's a pretty easy thing to do. But I never would have gotten there had I not followed in the footsteps of someone who had done it before. And I think that that exact same concept translates back to the content that we're creating. How are we acting as that Sherpa, helping people up the mountain, teaching them and sharing the thing that we are offering in our business, but also understand that like the reason that they're there is maybe because they want to learn something and follow in your footsteps. That's why they should want to be part of your business and your service. It's exactly what we're after there. But don't forget also that they want to be part of a community. They want to feel engaged and involved. So the more that you're able to create that tribe, which check out the tribes book, make sure there's a link below, but the more that you're able to create that community and that sense of involvement and belonging, people are going to just keep following along because that's what we do. You don't have to host your own video game show or video game channel or game show, I guess, on TV. That's not it. But if you look at the patterns of what those things are creating, that's why they work. That's why Jeopardy has been on TV for like, I don't even know. It's probably still on. But jillions of years, who knows? Because we like being part of something like watching somebody else participate and win. Gets the viewer just as excited. They feel involved and included. And they're not going to if you're not telling those stories and sharing your excitement and getting your stuff out there. So it's so funny that I made fun of my husband relentlessly for years for watching these video games of people playing video games. And now I'm like, oh yeah, that's kind of what I do all the time in my business. It's just a little different, right? But look around. Look around at the things that you do and see all the time, even the things that you take for granted, like watching game shows or video games, and see what the patterns are in that and how you can twist that into something that you can use for your business. Because those patterns are out there and they work for a reason. So figure out what that pattern is. This one is creating that sense of community and involvement, as well as being like, here, let me be your guide and take you by the hand or take you by the arm and let's walk along. I'm gonna show you the path that I went on and you're gonna be successful too. So get out there, be a Sherpa, be a video game recorder, whatever it is you need to be, and get your message out there in a way that is involving everybody. All right, till next time, guys. And my phone is tipped down again. Turn this down a tiny bit. Oh, it's just falling. That's why.